This episode of Dean Bakari's Meaningful Show is brought to you by Flashbooks, where you can get best-selling business and self-improvement book summaries that you can read or listen to in under 20 minutes. To learn more and get started for just a buck today, visit www.getflashnotes.com. Welcome to the Meaningful Show podcast, where every single week we work to bring you an inspiring insight, idea, or interview to help you live better, work better, and be better both in life and in business. Brought to you by MeaningfulHQ.com, we've got one very simple goal here on this show, and that is to help you do more of what matters and less of what doesn't. I'm your host, Dean Bakari, and if you're ready, then I'm ready. So let's get into it. Today, we're going to talk about the science of success and skill building and why it's so important to, if you want to achieve success or excellence in any endeavor, one thing that I would highly, highly suggest that you reject completely, completely off your plate, throw that stuff away, is the idea behind how people say, oh gosh, you know, that was, he was born with talent, or she was born that way. She kind of just already has that capability naturally. Because now it turns out that science tells us otherwise. Science tells us that greatness isn't born, greatness is grown. And so that's what I want to talk to you about today. This episode was inspired by a book called The Talent Code, written by Daniel Coyle. And so I'm excited to share with you a couple of big ideas from that book in this episode today. If you want to get the full summary, of course, you can pick that up at getflashnotes.com. But let's talk about some of the ideas that he shares. The first thing that he talks about in this book is about this stuff called myelin, which is a neural insulator in your brain. And it's basically the reason behind how Tiger Woods is so great at what he does, how artists are so great at painting a picture or whatever it is, or how a mathematician is able to recall, you know, millions of different formulas and numbers and all this crazy stuff, how people remember things, how you even learned how to do something simple, like drive your car. This is the stuff that's responsible for habits. And the more you use it, the more of it you build, this stuff called myelin, the better and better you become. So how do you build that? How do you build this funny sounding stuff? Let's talk about this. So he calls in the Talent Code this revolutionary scientific discovery involving a neural insulator called myelin, okay, which some neurologists, he says, to quote him, now consider to be the holy grail of acquiring skill. Here's why. Every human skill, whether it's playing baseball or playing Bach, is created by chains of nerve fibers carrying a tiny electrical impulse, basically a signal traveling through a circuit. Myelin's vital role is to wrap those nerve fibers in the same way that rubber insulation wraps a copper wire, making the signal stronger and faster by preventing the electrical impulses from leaking out. When we fire our circuits in the right way, when we practice swinging that bat or playing that note, our myelin responds by wrapping layers of insulation around the neural circuit, each new layer adding a bit more skill and speed. The thicker the myelin gets, the better it insulates, and the faster and more accurate our movements and thoughts become. Myelin. So this funny-sounding neural insulator is responsible for a lot of good stuff, lots and lots of excellence. Excellence in sports, in business, in art, in everything. Now, if you want to achieve this level of excellence, then you too are going to need to be growing myelin on a regular basis. Now, again, here's why this stuff is so important. Some primary reasons. It's universal. Myelin, by the way, everybody can grow it. Most swiftly, though, it's grown during childhood, but it grows throughout your entire life. You can always tap into it. It declines after age 50, I believe it was. It's also indiscriminate. Its growth enables all types of skills, mental and physical, right? It's also imperceptible. We can't see it. We can't feel it. We can sense its increase only by its effects, by the outcomes that it generates through practice, right? Most of all, however, myelin is important because it provides us with a new model for understanding skill, the scientific model for understanding skill. Skill is a cellular insulation that wraps neural circuits and that grows in response to certain signals. So how do we build more of this stuff? Let's talk about that. The way to build more myelin is to regularly engage in what Daniel Coyle calls deep practice. Okay? To quote him from the book, deep practice is built on a paradox. Struggling in certain targeted ways, operating at the edges of your ability, where you make mistakes, that's what makes you smarter. Or to put it a slightly different way, experiences where you're forced to slow down, to make errors and correct them, as you would if you were walking up an ice-covered hill, slipping and stumbling as you went up that hill. You end up making yourself swift and graceful without ever even realizing it. All throughout this whole time, as you're struggling, as you're falling down, as you're getting back up, you get a little bit better every time. And oftentimes you don't notice it as you're struggling, but you are. Why? Because you're building more of this stuff called myelin. You know the old saying, practice makes perfect? Well, you know, I believe you've heard me say this before, practice makes progress. And what he says in the book, which I thought was really interesting, he goes, you know, practice doesn't make perfect. He says practice makes myelin, and myelin makes perfect. So, you know, when we say practice, we're not talking about, you know, boring, effortless practice here. What we're talking about is the challenging kind of push yourself outside your comfort zone kind of practice, right? The kind of stuff that gets you to push yourself, test your limits, but not so challenging, by the way, that you feel like it's something you absolutely can't accomplish, right? That you're out of control, you can't do it, but just challenging enough to push you a tad bit outside your comfort zone, just enough that you've got to stretch yourself as you're getting better at it or as you're acquiring these new skills. That's the road to mastery right there. The road to mastery is to build and struggle, fall down, get back up. As he says in the book, the trick is to choose a goal just beyond your present abilities to target the struggle, right? Thrashing blindly it's not going to help, you know, but reaching up is, right? Doing that extra pull up, even though you don't think you can, and, you know, just going for it for a little bit longer, trying a different way, even when you feel like there aren't any other ways to try, that's the stuff that makes you better. And the final big idea I want to share with you here is about struggle. Struggle is not an option. It's a biological requirement. So he poses a few questions and answers in the book. One of them is, why is targeted mistake-focused practice so effective? Answer, because the best way to build a good circuit is to fire it, to attend to mistakes, and then fire it again, over and over and over again. Struggle is not an option, it's a biological requirement. Boom. Love that. Next one is about passion and persistence. Question he poses is, why are passion and persistence key ingredients of talent? Answer, because wrapping myelin around a big circuit requires immense energy and immense time. If you don't love it, you'll never work hard enough to be great. Love that. Yo, it's Dean. Listen, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. If you found this episode inspiring, or if anything else you've heard on the show has helped you or made an impact on your life in any way, I'd really appreciate it if you showed me a little love with a quick review over on iTunes or on whichever podcast platform you tune into the show on. Every single review helps us reach and inspire more people to live like they give a damn. Listen, if you've got self-help questions of your own that you'd like me to answer live on the podcast, hit me up over at meaningfulhq.com. You can submit them over on the contact page, or you can just shoot your questions directly to me at questions@deanbakari.com. Thanks again so much for subscribing, sharing, and tuning into the show. I've said it before, I'll say it again. It's because of you and tens of thousands of other listeners from around the world tuning in every single week, week after week, day after day, that we are able to continue creating content to help you crush it and make an impact in your life and at work. So thank you for being part of this and continuing to share the podcast with your friends, your family, and anyone else you think it could help. Until next time, this is Dean Bakari telling you to go out there every single day and live like you give a damn.